Good Chodesh, everybody. Today we are learning Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. The Mechaber says in Kuf Chaf Aleph Aleph, Shochin b'modim t'chila v'sof, we bow during modim, at the beginning and at the end. Comments in the Mishnah Berurah, Shochin im nizdami lo rok, lo yeshcha ad sheyetze harok mipiv, v'hein el simen tzadi zayin tziv beiz. Mishnah Berurah points out that if you have to emit some of a saliva, so you wait to bow until you do so. Aruch HaShulchan says that if you're going to emit that while you're bowing, so it seems like you're spitting on that which you're davening, chas v'shalom. So instead, first you get rid of it, and then you daven, and then you bow. B'modim, isa b'gemarim, lo kar b'modim, nasa shidro nachash la'achar shev hashanim. The Gemara says that if one doesn't bow during modim, his spine becomes like a snake after 7 years. The tour explains that this is a mida k'negan mida. He should have bowed, and during the bowing, your spine should have become straight like a nachash, like a snake. And since he didn't do that, so therefore, that's what it becomes. Obviously, Chazal are being maflig here about the importance of bowing during modim. Tchila, haynu betchilas modim, uchusha omer Hashem yizkof. So at the beginning of modim, you bow. When you get up to Shem Hashem, then you stand up straight. Vasof, what's the end? Bevirkas hatov shimcha, nahaynu be'isam hiras baruch ata. So when you get to baruch ata Hashem, hatov shimcha, lochanor lahodos, at baruch ata, you bow. Uchusha omer Hashem yizkof. And when you say Shem Hashem, you stand up straight. V'chenis kalebel simu, kufyu gimel sim zayin, then you birkas avos. It's the same thing as Birkas Avos, where you bow, bend your knees during Baruch, and then you bow during Atta, and then you stand up straight during, for Shem Hashem. Comments, going forward in the Mechaber here, Siv Beis, Ha'omer Modim Modim, Mishaskim Oso. One who repeats the words Modim Modim, we silence him. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, Afim lo hishtach v'shtei pa'amim, even if it didn't bow for both, if he just says both, we still silence him. Uvein lichbol hamilos, uvein lichbol inin v'inyin, whether you're repeating each and every word, or whether you're repeating the topic as a whole, you say modim twice, right? You say the entire paragraph of modim twice. Hakol aser, that's both aser, demechzei kishtei reshuyos. It seems as if you were davening to two entities, chas v'shalom. So therefore, you only say it once, you don't say it twice. Says the Mechaber in Siv Gimel, yachid ein lo lomar Birkas Kohanim, an individual does not recite Birkas Kohanim in Hishmona Esrei. The Ramah comments, v'chein ikir, so the Ramah agrees with the Shulchan Aruch, v'chein nirli linhog, aval haminik ha-pashot einochein. However, the Ramah comments that the minig in his day was that people did say Birkas Kohanim even when they were davening beichidos. Rak afilu yachid omer so kozman shudroi l'nesiyos kapayim, even an individual would say it as long as he was fit to duchin, to do nesiyos kapayim, ve'eno nira. However, says the Ramah, that it doesn't seem that that's correct. Comments to the Mishnah Berurah and say, "Vav einonir umikomakom im amar ein machzir noso." Even though one should not say Birkas Kohanim when he's davening on his own, if he did say it, you wouldn't have to repeat. You wouldn't have to go back. V'gam in limchos biyat haomer moso. We also don't protest against those who do say it. In lo mar elokino v'lakav osena beveis ha'avel. Should we say Birkas Kohanim in a shiva house? So the Mishnah Berurah here says not to say elokino v'lakav osena in a beveis avel king kosav haber heitev v'hu bishir kneses hagad. So the Be'er Eitiv, the Sefer Tanya, they both say not to say Birkas Kohanim and Abis Avel. The Alkain, Afsha B'Dagul Meir Vava, Chalak Alzeh, even though the Dagul Meir Vava disagrees and says that we should say in Abis Avel, Yesh Lachol Shadiver Yishonim, the Mishnah Berurah here says we should be concerned for the other opinions and we should not say Birkas Kohanim in Abis Avel. If you look at footnote 7, there are many poskim in Eretz Yisrael who disagree. The Chazon Ish, the Stipler, they both say that we do say Birkas Kohanim in a Beis Avel. The Geshar HaChaim says that in Yerushalayim, the Minhag was for Kohanim to Duchin in a Beis Avel. Of course, in Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about actual Duchining, not just saying Elokinu V'lekav Hoseinu during Chazaras HaShatz. So, if there is the practice, the Duchin in the Beis Avel, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that the Avel should not be the one who calls out the Psukim. That should at least be the limitation. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains that when the Mishnah Berurah here says not to do Birkas Kohanim in a Beis Avel, he's talking about in Chutz La'aretz. However, in Eretz Yisrael, where they're actually doing Duchening, so then even the Mishnah Berurah would agree, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that they would Duchen in a Beis Avel. Good Chodesh, have a wonderful day.